I thought we might. I read a book that Jean had about subjects that were real interesting for talking about the old times. And one of them was about home remedies and doctoring and how it used to be in the old days. I can remember my grandmother saying that when she was a little girl, she ran down the alleyway behind the house. She lived in Iowa, in a city.
Iowa, did you say?
Pardon me?
She lived in
Iowa.
Iowa.
I can't remember. I think it was Webster City. And she had an umbrella, you know, with those big long points on the end. And she was running along and she fell and she ran it right through her neck and it came out of here. You know, nowadays we'd rush them to Rochester or someplace, right? She said her mother pulled it out and kind of put some stuff on it. And I don't know what. She said she just put some stuff that she had in the house on it and cut the skin off and doctored it up and it was okay. And then she was talking about when they had colds, they'd have to wear a bag with onions around their neck or something. Yeah. Can you think of any other home remedies or doctoring?
Didn't some people say put a stocking around your neck?
Yeah, I think that was cold. One thing.
It didn't have to be a clean stocking either.
Oh!
I didn't know about that.
What was that supposed to do?
Cure your cold.
Oh, not for a sore throat.
I suppose.
You know that I did that when my daughter had her tonsils out. I put a real warm, one of my husband's warm socks and pinned it around her neck. Because my grandmother did that for me, now that I think. When I had a sore throat, to make it warm. But it didn't have onions in it, and it was clean.
In them days, they used a lot of wool stockings. Mm-hmm. I think the wool was the answer to that.
I think you're right.
And see, you know, that's a kind of a sheep that have a certain kind of oil.
Oh. Okay, and what do they call that? Not unbleached.
What is it? I don't know what that is now. Oh, I forget. I forget that part of it.
It's like that Irish yarn that's not been treated. It's just...
It's the natural oil.
Yeah. You suppose it was the oil that helped.
Yeah, I think so, from the sheep's.
Sure.
Well, now for our sore throats, it was turpentine and goose oil.
Oh!
That was terrible.
And another was...
What did they do with the turpentine and... Rub it on
and put on. If your skin can take it, you will. If not, by something that's cotton that's heavy. Oh, yes.
Did that burn?
Not much. Not with the goose oil. No. Anything but a good sore throat. Well, especially if you was thinking you was getting the
strep throat.
What?
She was afraid of strep throat or something?
Yes. It wasn't a strep throat them days that they used to be talking about, but the smallpox.
Oh.
For the smallpox. That was one thing.
Did it really cure
it? I suppose it did.
They made something else that was made like bread pudding. Put together with bread.
That they put on you?
Just milk and bread.
Milk and bread.
And
the sugar. Cold. The sugar was important.
Oh, I don't know
for
about
that. That was for a poultice.
Yeah, poultice.
How did they make a poultice?
Well, that was the bread and the milk and that was a kind of poultice.
And do you know for croup, that was a good medicine?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't believe it that it worked.
It did.
Skunk oil.
Could you stand to have them in the house?
Yeah. It wasn't in our house, but it was at Tom Kern's house for Harlow. He had the croup and he had it terribly bad. And he'd get it again and again. And we were at a card party sometime and they were telling about Harlow just getting over the croup, and here he had it, was getting it again. And right away, my brother had trapped a skunk, and they, around, I think it was Thanksgiving Day, I wasn't home at that time, but anyway, they built a fire and they got the skunk oil and had it in a bottle, kind of a square bottle. And anyhow, they were talking about Carla with the crew. And my mother said something about the skunk oil, and I said, did you have it? And she said, yes. So Tom came over the next morning and got some skunk oil, and it worked.
Rub it on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can you imagine having that under your nose?
It didn't smell like skunk.
Oh, it didn't?
Well, no, it smelled like an oil.
Oh.
Now, I had a niece that had a sore throat, and her mother had a little baby, and her husband baked in skunk oil for a cold. And so they put skunk oil on her throat and chest, and then they asked Aunt Martha to sleep with her.
Oh.
I did, but I didn't like it.
Oh.
Well, it didn't smell like skunk.
No, it really didn't.
No, that's just a certain part of the skunk.
Well, I kind of imagined that.
It sounds
terrible.
Goose oil doesn't smell too good.
I guess when I write to her, I'll tell her about that I.
Yeah, remember it.
Just long after. Out of it.
Oh, dear.
Well, the heat had taken that all out.
How do they get skunk oil? From glands, I suppose. Take it out of the skunk?
Oh, you get anything. Or do you get a lard? Or
oh, cook it down?
So on.
Those are the hard days.
I guess. How about you, Esther? Do you remember any home remedies and you know what they? I want to know about those onions. Were they cooked or were they raw? When they said they had onions in a sock or a bag or something around the neck. Does anybody remember? It must have been raw.
They were raw.
Raw onions. I wonder what that was supposed to do. Open up your nose, probably.
Because otherwise you peel that process if you cook them, you know, the onions, you know.
Besides that, it'd be an awful mess, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You'd peel what was natural about the onion, you know. That's what I think, if it was cooked, you know.
Where did these cures come from? How did they know how to do that? Did they learn it from their families, or how did they know?
Well, their grandmother from her parents. They never went to doctor, they just doctored. The older one to doctor the next one. And I know I had a stopper on my throat when I ran in the sore throat. But I don't know what they put on it, I don't remember. They just put the stopper on the throat. I think they had some medicine, but at that time, I suppose you could buy something, you know, so short, and they rubbed it on. But I know my grandma said they had to have their own stuff, so they would make different things to put on.
So it came from the old country,
yeah,
originally?
In the first place. And it followed up because they couldn't buy everything, and then like to do it now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't have such medicines as they do now anyway.
No.
And they had a lot of herbs. Everything you could think of.
They went out and picked them themselves?
Mm-hmm. Herbs of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped. I can't think of one.
You know, the Indians used to do that too.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They had something for
that's
diarrhea and something
that's
for...
what they got.
Oh, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. I suppose they did.
The bark from the trees.
What was that for?
Well, they don't have them much before, but they use it for herbs. Mm-hmm. And that's long to it.
Esther, do you remember any, what happened when you were sick, or your kids, or your, what your family did?
Well, I think my mother always was, she had an old woolen blanket, and she made a kind of a sack on their arm, put it on. Well, that would help arthritis, I suppose.
Oh,
to warm it up.
Warm.
Was a root. Now, what was that important root? It was very expensive.
Ginseng?
Ginseng. There's one of them.
What did that
mean? We had a lot of that.
Yes, ginseng, you know.
I don't know. They used to find it wild in the woods.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we had it.
You had it.
Oh, yes, we did too. We did too.
I sent that to some eastern state. I think it was, maybe Philadelphia. It was some state in the east. Some big town.
But that was expensive to get there.
Oh, yes.
It was for medicine.
It's awful expensive. What did they use it for?
Medicine.
But for
I don't know what.
Remember what?
It's for different kinds of medicine. But my cousin, or she seemed like my cousin. She was a cousin's, my cousin's cousin. But she's dead now, but she was at our place a few years ago, and she said she wished we could find some ginseng now, because she was buying it through her prescriptions, and it was very expensive.
You know, when you say that now, I think when we first came here, 25 years ago, there was somebody south of town who grew it.
Oh, yes.
I'm trying to think who that was.
That's
he left town, you know, with big bills, and didn't come back and pay for them.
Oh, maybe that was,
that was a sort of a sham.
Yeah. What did they do for injuries? And they didn't try to set broken bones and things by themselves, did they? I suppose they had to sometimes. They didn't have doctors. But I'm thinking about my grandmother running this umbrella through her. Gosh, it's funny she didn't have blood poisoning and everything else.
For infection, there was a large leaf that just grew this wild. That was so easy to get me used to that for infection. They lay it right on the sore, you know.
And that helped.
And just leave it just as. We don't do anything to it, just bring it right as it was, you know.
Huh, I wonder what it was.
It was a big flat leaf.
Did it grow around everywhere?
Oh, everywhere, you know, just everywhere. Well, and my grandmother used it. She had this trouble with ulcers on her legs, you know, and it helped.
Hmm.
She tried everything, went to doctors, and they kept getting more ulcerated than ever, so just did that.
And that helped her, mm-hmm. Isn't it?
The doctors did more worse than they happened to it.
I've got an aloe vera plant at home now. So whenever I burn myself, which is often, I run and get that. That helps, it really does.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't blister, you don't get blisters.
Yeah, this did. There were big, I don't remember the name of it.
My mother lives in Florida, and of course the aloe vera plants down there grow like this, just huge. So. My son gets sunburns. Of course, he got really sunburned down there, and she broke off a big hunk and smeared that stuff all over him. And you know, he didn't blister at all. It was really something. Just that leaf of that plant.
That is something.
Mm-hmm. I guess it does work, and we should use more of that instead of buying all this stuff.
To be afraid of using was the that poison, you know, mistaken with poison ivy. There's another kind of ivy, you know, and there's a poison ivy.
Mm-hmm.
That was making them a lot of trouble. They couldn't tell us from the right point.
Mm-hmm.
You hadn't learned about it.
Yeah. What were some of the other things that were poisons?
An oak poison.
Oh, yes.
That's a bad one.
What kind of oak was that, no?
I don't know. It grows around the lakes. Our lakes around here. I know Claire Patton, my cousin, yeah, had it. And he was really sick, you know.
Poison oak.
Did it go up other trees, or was it like poison ivy?
I couldn't. It must have been something like a poison ivy.
Yeah, I guess.
On the ground.
Yeah, close around. Mm-hmm. Short. Little branches. Mm-hmm. Short little trees. Do you ever hear of anybody having hazelnuts anymore?
Any
what? Hazelnuts. You never see or hear of a hazelnut anymore. Do you remember them?
No. Yes, I remember them.
Uh-huh. I remember them too. Uh-huh. No, I've never heard of one for a long time.
Oh, no. We had a lot of them in our timber, and they're all gone.
That kind of went together as a sumac. Sumacs and...
Sumac, yeah.
And those were always, you'd find one, you'd find the other.
No, not.
What's sumac poison?
No, they were good to eat.
Hazelnuts?
Yes. The sumac, I don't remember.
Willie Shooty used to love them.
Yeah, we always just ate them.
Yeah, well, so did we.
It's funny because they say that rhubarb, of course, you can eat, but the leaves are poison.
Well,
that's what they say. Isn't that strange that you can eat? Leaves are poison, but the stalk is, of course, we all eat that, so it's kind of strange. Did you have doctors a lot when you were growing up? Did they come out when you were sick, or did you go in to see them, or didn't you use doctors?
Well, my brother got pneumonia, and they had to have the doctor come out. He came out then. Tapped his lungs. Then I remember they took a teacup of liquid off of his lung.
Oh my!
But he pulled through. He was very weak.
Oh yeah.
Had to be careful all winter.
Mm-hmm. Is that what he had?
What?
What did you say he had?
He got pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
Yeah.
I know my mother walked over there one day. And Dad took care of me and my little sister Maddie while she was gone. But I guess we both did some crying.
Yeah.
Do you remember some of the old doctors, like Dr. Justice? Dr. Justice, we had him in Lansing.
Do you remember how to spell his name, Justice?
I used to hear
Dr. Swartwood, Dr. Lewis. So many times.
Dr. Swartwood was the one that came out for my brother.
Yeah, Dr.
Swartwood. What is it? See the Justice, and what was the other one?
Now I'm thinking of Dr. Corey. It's a Dr. Corey.
Corey, and what was the other one?
Well, they weren't from Wauseka.
No.
They were from Waterville?
Mm-hmm. Those were from Wauseka. Dr. Swartwood. And Dr. Lewis.
They were from Wauseka?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would they come out when you...
Days and nights. They were at our place at nights, and they were at our place in daytime.
There was a Dr. McDonald, too, I think, in Morristown, wasn't it?
Yes, Dr. McDonald.
I think he went out on snowshoes a lot, if I remember.
Is that so?
Oh my gosh.
There was a Dr. McDonald at Morristown and a Dr. McDonald brothers at Kilkenny. And then there was another one that, I don't know, was the Little Sewer or somewhere that way. Oh. And then the three, they were noted doctors. And the three went together and they went to, I think, into Canada, built a hospital, and the way they were famous.
Oh, McDonald.
Uh-huh. And some Dr. Chamberlain, too, at that time.
Yes.
Yeah. Where was he from?
Waterville.
They went out on snowshoes. Can you imagine that?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
How did you contact the doctor? Did you have to send somebody in?
Take a team or go out on horseback or something like that.
Even my husband had that care. He got pneumonia, and they had to come out take care of them after she came out of the house. And
that's what we call the good old days.
That's right, the good old days.
I wonder what the good part was.
In the olden days, though, they would have a, what they call it, get some neighbor woman to come in instead of a doctor when they had a birth in the family.
Midwife.
Midwife.
Mrs. Elderkin?
Well, I don't know if Mrs. Elderkin ever came to our house, but Mrs. Wilcheski did. I don't remember if you know Mrs. Wilcheski or not.
Well, Mrs. Elderkin didn't come to our house, but she did come to the Fell House.
Yeah, oh, she did.
When I lived around Kilkenny, I had the same woman, Mrs. Umbers, came out. She was my midwife. I never went to the hospital either.
Now, did those women, there was one that specialized in helping when babies were born? Mm-hmm. So you knew they were good?
Yeah. Well, Mrs. Meal was so good. She came out to help.
Yes.
Mrs. John Meal.
And then she became famous too with buying the house in Morristown and having them all come there. Oh. And she took care of them in her own big house.
How'd you spell her name?
And she went
M-E-E-H-L. Meal.
She went on till she got to the 100th baby and then she quit.
Oh! Sounds like she knew what she was doing.
Well, our doctor here in Down, Dr. Norman, is famous for that baby. The most babies delivered by one doctor.
I wonder how many he's had.
Oh, I he told at that time his life story. And I forget, there was an awful lot of them.
Yeah.
Dr. Norman was famous.
Well, he's certainly served this community for a long time. Do you remember getting injuries or anything when you were kids?
Oh, yes, I had a broken elbow.
You did?
I had a piece broke up here. I got a sharp point there now. I was 4 years old.
Did you have it in a cast?
At Charlie Butch's farm place. Do you remember that?
Did you have it in a cast?
Oh, yes. Dr. Lewis did that. He did a wonderful job. And when Mom got me to the doctor the next day, it happened on Sunday after supper, and I fell. And they couldn't find what I fell onto, and there was nice green grass, but anyhow, I broke the bone there.
Must have been a stone or something.
And then the next morning, my hand and arm was black and they're down.
Ooh.
So they got me to the Dr. Lewis, and he told Mom he thought he'd take care of it, but he thought I'd have a stiff arm, so they'd put it this and maybe I could get my hand up to brush my hair. So he got he just sent the name. And come up here, and then there was a piece absent here, and then come down here. And there was a little spring in here that I could use, do it myself. And when it would get hurting too bad, I should quit. So anyhow, he got it so I can do this for it.
Well, look at that.
That's wonderful.
Because you could exercise it wasn't just stiff. Mm-hmm.
3 weeks I had that on. It was heavy, but I got used to that. But when they took it off, Ma said I was they were watching me so I wouldn't fall down. It was so light, you know.
Yeah, I suppose you weren't used to it.
That was great in them days.
Yeah, that's unusual. Aren't you glad that he was that smart?
Yeah. Well, he was a smart doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And why he left Wasika, his nephew got to be quite a doctor, too. I forget from west of Wapsika, I forget what city. And anyhow, they went together and they went to another big city and they built a hospital and they made well.
When was this? This was Dr. Lewis, right?
No, when I was 4 years old, about 84, 86 years old.
So it's Dr. Lewis. So that was
Dr. Lewis.
Around 1900 maybe?
Yeah, this was before 1900.
Before 1900. That's interesting.
And they had a good doctor in the patient, Dr. Edwards. He was an old doctor. And they had a whole streak of pneumonia cases. And he only lost one person. Oh, there's so many died of pneumonia. And he was the only doctor in town. And he was, well, I guess it's just about made himself sick, you know. Never slept, just on the go day and night, you know. But he was great for that pneumonia. I don't know why there was such a streak of pneumonia. It's just the weather.
Well, why was there such a streak of that appendicitis years ago? Running in families?
Well, at first they didn't know what to do. Yeah. There was one.
And Dr. Swartwood would not have surgery. And a lot of them died.
Yes, that's what was the matter.
Yeah.
So I had a niece that died that way. She is 12 years old and complained of a bad stomach ache. And I said, oh, that's just that's only a bad stomach ache. She died.
So appendicitis?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh my goodness, my sister and brother-in-law, they just about killed them. I said, well, what a fake that was. Couldn't have done something.
What did they do then? They had to operate, I suppose.
They should have operated that time.
Do they have hospital? Where did they go to the hospital? Or did they do it at home?
Well, they went to the hospital.
Because they had to go to the hospital. You had to go to Rochester. No, my mother did. They had a hospital in the house. There was no hospital in Wasika, not in New Richmond. So my dad took her to Rochester. They called over there and
that was the closest place, huh?
Oh, yeah, they thought that was the best place. Mm-hmm. They could have gone to Albuquerque. I don't know if they had one there or not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Rochester, my dad talked to them. See, it was safe to go because she was so sick.
Yeah, I'll bet she was.
And if you come to think of it, they had done the ride home right on the table.
Appendix?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
What'd they give him for anesthetic?
Well, they didn't. Then they just didn't have them a place where they were working on. And they didn't get it. You're never a clear out. You know what they were doing. That wasn't had then. They didn't have anything like that. But yeah. Chloroform. They had chloroform. That's what they did. They had chloroform. They could put them out.
On the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Those were the days.
If you can, you know, you just can't imagine those things now. I mean, doing it now. I can imagine that being done then, but I can't imagine doing it now. But I suppose if you had to, you would. Mm-hmm. Just put them right up on that table.
Yes.
And go get going.
Yes,
I suppose a lot of people died because they did not have cures for things.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Yes, you'd be surprised.
Did anybody ever tell any stories about Indians that came around and with, and told them about cures or helping with herbs? Were they friendly? I wonder, do you remember your parents or anybody talking about that?
Well, most of the people were scared of them.
I remember my dad talking about his father talking to an Indian, and she was a squaw, and she had been picking rice on Rice Lake here, and she had a big bag, I don't know what it was made of, but anyhow, it was almost full of rice. And she was asking my grandfather when he'd be going to Faribault with wheat if he'd haul the rice, which he did. I remember that much.
That was nice. Mm-hmm. They lived around here then, obviously, somewhere.
Yeah. Well, the Indian, I guess, of course, lived around the Faribault. That Rice Lake was noted for rice.
I wonder if I never hear about it anymore, I suppose.
Oh, it's died out, killed out, you know. Yeah.
Hmm, wild rice.
And I don't know whether it was the same lady, the same squaw, that asked, my father had lost a hog, and she had seen it. They used to be in our timber, so it was said, years ago. Mm-hmm. And anyway, she wanted the hog. I don't know how she got the hog. But anyway, she said to him they would make soup, but she meant soap. So they used it for soap.
Yeah, they use that with the lye. And the gravy.
We had a tree on our farm, and maybe that's where they made the soap, I don't know. And I had a fire. Uh-huh. And part of the tree caught fire and burned, and that tree was left standing there. I can remember my dad showing it to me once, and I don't know whether he cut it down then or what.
Huh.
But anyhow, that was the Indian tree.
Where they made their soap.
I don't know for sure.
Oh. Huh. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say, Esther?
Oh, I was just going to say a good remedy for poison ivy is homemade soap.
Mm-hmm. If you get it on real quick.
Yeah, well.
What else? What did they used to do for poison ivy? If it blossomed and you itched and got rashy.
No, I don't remember that. Poison ivy never affected me.
Oh, really? Huh.
Other people, if they just be mirrored, and I could touch me, then wouldn't
it? I don't remember that I ever was bothered, but Ardella has always had so much trouble.
She's most people be.
Real sensitive to uh-huh. it. I think I would be too, because I'm...
Mm-hmm. I had a sister that was very sensitive.
Oh, like you remember Clara Sutter, I'm sure. This is really Raymond.
Yeah.
She worked at Fells. She got to poison ivy. And oh, she was in bad shape with it all over her hands and around the edge of her hair. And my mother cured her up with, I think it was hot vinegar and soda. It burned, I suppose, but she didn't scar afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Can you ever remember being sick, Tilly, and having something that the doctor gave you or that your mother did or your grandma or anything special like that? Broken bones or... Pretty healthy, huh?
Well, when I was 12 years old, I had pleurisy. So I was dying, and the doctor came out. And in the house, they had to sit up with me day and night.
The doctor sat up with you? Or the your mother?
The mother and father changed on.
How did they treat it?
You know, they put them on my chest, and then they gave me some medicine.
But they gave you a, how did they make a poultice? Did they make it out of cotton and soak it in something or?
No, they used the bread.
But what did they wrap it in? They must have put it in something.
Yeah, thin cloth. Yeah. Calico or something like that.
To tie it up? Something cotton, so. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. It got wet, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Quite wet, yeah.
How did they make mustard plasters? I can remember my mother talking and telling me about mustard plasters, but I don't remember what she said, no.
Well, you put that on, spread that on thin cloth.
Prepared mustard?
Smeared with mustard. And a little cold water or warm water, whichever. I had the toothache terribly bad one night. Mama made a mustard plaster and put it on my face and then tied another rag around so it didn't have to stay there. And I fell asleep. It's burned for a while, but then I fell asleep because I lost a lot of sleep that night. And when I woke up, she told me to take it off. And in about 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, I fell asleep and it was there when I woke up in the morning. And I had a nice
blister.
Red blister.
Oh.
But I didn't have the toothache.
You traded one for the other. So that made a lot of heat. Just mustard and water.
You want to put, you can smear it on, but you don't want to do that. Because you can't wash it off very well then, you know, you're
does it
pretty
get
sore.
Hard? Yeah.
So you put them on a thin cloth.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you used to use mustard oil too, that was something
yes.
like that. Uh-huh. That was a prepared, huh?
Yes, yeah. About that, the drugstore.
Well, that would burn though, like everything for a few minutes.
My grandpa used to eat yogurt and was it wheat?
We look at the young time.
I'll use my grandma's recipe for cough. If you have a dry cough, the honey and the lemon juice.
That's right.
That works.
What did you use?
Honey and lemon juice.
Oh, lemon.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of lemon juice in the honey and just let it drip down. I told my kids to do that, and that seems to help as much as anything.
And
of course, they like the honey, too.
Mm-hmm. I still use the hot lemonade. I had three parties. I had this I haven't got my lemonade yet.
Oh.
So my throat can't be too bad.
Oh.
I didn't have the lemon. I don't know whether they have them around here. I guess they have them there. They fixed the one before when I had the lemonade, and it helped.
I think when you're sick, something warm anyway. Tea or hot lemonade or hot. Probably not coffee, but hot.
Ginger tea, too, is good. Ginger, that's hot enough.
You make it with ginger.
Just ginger, sweet.
Sweet ginger. Hair restorers, what did they do for that? Or did they buy that kind of stuff? It never worked anyway, I don't think, did it?
How does that?
Hair restorers. I always used to read about hair restorers that they'd sell to people who were bald or their hair was coming out. Or, do you remember anything about that? I don't know why I just thought of that.
Yeah, I think they did.
When I came back from the breakfast this morning, there was a man out in the hall or at the desk, and he didn't have a hair on his head. Who in the world he was, I don't know. Huh?
Yes.
He had taken his cap off, he had had it on, but I suppose he took it off when he got inside. He was real polite, I suppose. He didn't have a hair on his head.
Huh.
probably some disease or something that lost, that he lost his hair.
Oh, yes. But her hair came back, never was it she had. Oh, she had treatment for cancer.
Oh, radiation, yeah.
Yeah, now she's okay, she's been with cancer and everything's okay.
Isn't that something? It's a miracle, yeah.
Hair grows back?
Yeah, oh yes. She looks better, she ever did. Feels better than ever.
Good. Well, I suppose they want us to, you probably have somewhere else to go, you ladies are so good.